Hi, everyone, and welcome to Talent Talks. I'm Rob Adams. In this episode, we're excited to be joined by Dan Charney, President and CEO of Direct Recruiters, Inc., DRI. Dan brings a unique blend of business acumen, industry perspectives, and executive search expertise that will continue to drive growth at DRI and nurture the company culture. In addition, his leadership style and personable approach is respected by his team as well as DRI clients and candidates. Today, we'll be discussing the market shift underway in private equity investments and how it impacts PE firms' search for elite executive talent. Dan, how are you? Good to talk to you.
That was a nice intro. Thank you, Rob.
I worked hard writing that one up.
Yeah.
All right, let's dive in. Can you tell us about the recent shift in private equity investments towards more traditional industries such as manufacturing, industrial automation, food and beverage, government and security, and others? And what trends have you observed in these areas?
Yeah, so I think what we're seeing, and when I say more traditional markets, obviously everything we're seeing is ChatGPT and AI, great. And those are getting, and deservingly getting their fair share of investments. But what we're seeing in some of the more traditional markets, like ERP, for instance, and various other types of manufacturing software, we're seeing more startups pop up in this space. And what we're seeing is some of the traditional legacy ERP systems are 15, 20, maybe a little bit older than that. So we're seeing a lot of investment going into different types of manufacturing software company. So maybe as opposed to some of the healthcare and technology, what I call the technology we've seen over the past few years, there's a little bit of a shift back into some of the manufacturing software. And I think a lot of that ties in to a lot of the interesting things that we're seeing with supply chain and logistics industry. It kind of all ties in together. So we're seeing some really interesting companies and some really interesting investments popping up in that space. And that's coming back to us as a real need for some talent that is specific to that industry.
What factors do you think are driving the shift towards traditional industries? Is it a response to market dynamics, changing consumer preferences, or other factors?
Well, I think obviously the change in consumer behavior has been since the pandemic. Everything being bought online.
Right.
And that ties right back into warehouse automation. Again, ERP, robotics, really interesting technology around material handling and palletizing and everything based on the customer experience to get stuff to the consumer quicker.
Interesting. How does this shift in private equity investments impact executive recruiting? Are there specific skills and expertise that are now in high demand due to this shift?
Yeah, I think there is. And I think, so number one, we're seeing an increase of orders for people that have specific experience in this type of automation, software and hardware, systems integration. So we're definitely seeing an increase in a need for very specific leadership talent that has this background.
Sure.
We're seeing an increase in competition for these types of deals. So it is really competitive out there in the PE world. I think just in general, a growing interest from what we're seeing from our PE-backed companies, just a real interest in very specific niche industries. So that makes our life harder in a lot of ways, where we're not taking strong leadership from other industries and plugging it in, we're seeing the need becoming very niched and specific, which I understand.
Yeah. With the focus on traditional industries, what are some of the challenges that private equity firms may face when it comes to finding and attracting the right executive talent?
Well, I think over the past few years, we've seen that the top talent want to work specifically in Silicon Valley and with some of the best tech companies that you read about. I think the shift has been in that talent's mentality to be open to looking at some of the industries around manufacturing that maybe wasn't as sexy over the past few years. So we are seeing a trend where candidates we've maybe called with some of the more traditional industrial jobs that were shutting us out on those, and they wanted to stay in the Valley. We're seeing openness to look at some more of those opportunities, especially since some of the layoffs that we've seen in tech earlier this year.
Looking ahead, what do you envision for the future of private equity investments in these traditional industries?
Yeah, so I think we're going to continue. Look, healthcare industry is going nowhere. So we're going to continue to see investment around healthcare, specifically healthcare IT with a SaaS model, a reoccurring subscription model. I just think in the next 2 years, especially, we're going to see a lot of investment around, again, upgrading legacy ERP systems. I think we're going to see investment around the robotic industry and different areas of packaging automation, as well as material handling and overall supply chain tech is going to be a hot area of investment as well.
Interesting. Very. Kind of help me wrap this up. What would you add to the conversation? Anything else you want to say?
Well, I mentioned in the beginning, the talk around AI and everything that brings to the table. And that's extremely exciting and a little scary for reasons we've all read about. I do see a trend in PE using more AI and some of the tools it offers to scope out potential deals and new areas of investment. So I think it's going to be interesting to see the role of AI within private equity.
Yes.
That's going to be a whole nother dynamic, I believe.
I'm hoping AI doesn't, you know, decide to replace any podcast hosts. I just throw that out there for the fun
not,
of it.
Not Rod, you can't be replaced. You know that.
I hope I'm safe for a while. Dan, great stuff. Thanks so much for coming on today. And I hope the podcast provides our listeners with a strong understanding of the shift underway in private equity investments and how it is impacting executive recruiting. I appreciate your time today. I know you and I had to scuffle a bit to make this schedule work, but I'm glad we were able to.
Absolutely. Good seeing you as always. Take care.
Look forward to having you back on again. We wish you and DRI continued success and hope to host you on the future podcast as well as at our conferences. And that's all the time we have here today. Alongside Dan Charney of DRI, I'm Rob Adams, and this has been Talent Talks.